Some of them were Chileno from Santiago and from thereabouts. Some of them were French Canadian. Some of them were Ontario-based. And we all went down there at the invitation of the town of Colbuco, as well as an artist-run center in Santiago. We had all, some of us had previously worked with the museum in Santiago, which was also an artist-run experience, or artist-instituted experience. And one of the things that happened in Colbuco that was very unique was the fact that the town of Colbuco planned the program for us. They wanted us to do site-specific interventions in the town that had to do with the concept of migrations, and which we all did. And in the process of doing that work, they gave us a workspace, which was also a school. And in that space, in a sense, they converted that into a workspace that was like a not a gallery space exactly, but like a preparatory space in an institution. And they planned that every day, twice a day, we had an hour in the middle of the morning and the middle of the afternoon when the townsfolk came into that and came in there and were invited to come and look at what we were doing and interact with the artists as we were making our work. And or if we were working on site, they could go to the sites where we were working and talk to us. And that was a very interesting thing because they planned what they needed from us. We didn't have any say as to whether they we wanted them or not, but they came and did what they wanted to do and interacted with us and in the way that they wanted to interact, which meant that when the work actually exhibited or opened as an exhibition in that town, and this is a Mapuche community in the south of Chile, and some of them were participating in the exhibition as well, that the townspeople who came to the had some investiture in it. And they had some understanding of what was happening, and were very involved, became very involved with the artists who had come from North America. The other thing that happened was that they also planned the evening so that we would make sure that we got to meet their artists. They planned every evenings for us with book launches and with various cultural evenings with their own group of artists, as well as us interacting with them. And I think that this is something that has to happen more, the interaction of the artists with the community. But also the interaction, the community can state what they want from us, too. And for me, that was a very interesting component. Another type of curating that I'm involved with is like a chain, almost a chain letter kind of curating, where artists are inviting artists are inviting artists. So it's not one person's point of view, but it's a collective view. So that was another point that I wanted to make.
Diane, I'm going to ask you to wrap because I've just.
I think I'm going to finish right on that note and let it be. But I did want to say that I felt that the conference, this conference, was very, very valuable. The only thing that I would have liked was a little bit more breathing space and downloading time to be able to. Talk to my peers and to synthesize ideas together with them. So that's the comment that I would make. Thank you.
Well, we can actually build a conference where people will come just to be together. But as always, no conference in the world ever works like that because you always have to give the audience a reason to come by having a huge program. They say, oh, that sounds great, I'll come. And then when they come, they say, we don't want with this, we just want to talk to you. We can talk to each other anytime.
I know we have to stop. May I just express my thanks, especially for those coming from abroad, to be invited to such an imaginative and very interesting conference. And I think a lot of us, and especially me, we will have a lot of things to discuss and to think over, and it will help in a lot of decisions we have to take in the future. Thank you very much for the committee.
Before we go to the final wrap, I just think once again we owe such a huge debt to Joyce Siemens and her team here. And And although this is a very, very tiny token, on behalf of all the co-organizers, and I'm sure on your behalf, I'd like her to have a small memento. I'm afraid the only place I could go was the local. It is in support of local women artists, because it's a piece of work made by a woman. But it's also one of the great things I used to share with Judith was a love of somewhat zany jewelry. I can see you have the same love, not so zany, but very beautiful. So if you could just, as it were, take this as a badge of pride and our profound appreciation and thanks, and I think everybody cannot appreciate how much work you have put in, unpaid, amidst all the other things you're doing, to have created so superbly organized a conference that we have come and just, it has flowed. We have had not to worry about being fed mentally, intellectually, emotionally, or physically. And I personally cannot say how much I appreciate what you've done. Thank you.
Open the vote. I'm going to put it on, but I want to say to you that to all of you who spoke, all I can say to you is that any of you who have organized anything like this know that even in our discussions, many of the issues that were raised were issues that we attempted to address, but you can only do so much in any forum, and we whittled away in the 3 days and a bit that we had. But this is only the beginning, not just for us. I mean, it's part of a process, let me say. We said that this was in commemoration of Judith and her work. And if each of you go out and address these issues in your own fora, as well as this, and continue these discussions, then this will be a successful symposium. So thank you all very much.
This one's on.
The Center for Cultural Analysis, Theory and History will carry on this work because, as Raisa said, commemoration is not the same as remembrance. Commemoration puts something in our face so we don't have to. We do are obliged to keep hearing what Judith did and said. We will carry on and we will take this conference to the other side, to Europe. Now, I know that means that many of you possibly won't be able to be there, but I do think we need to keep in contact with the network. But those of you who can, look on the CentreCath website. Please remember we are continuously trying to keep this project alive. The conference coming up in November, CentreCath and Tate Modern on Eva Hesse, which is precisely about artists, curators, educators, and thinkers coming together to talk about this in this particular way. But please do look out for our website, and we will do something again in 2 years' time so that this legacy is never forgotten and is always carried on. Thank you.